Mark, that was a splendid game of cricket, first and foremost, for the good of the game. A lot of people came and saw their first cricket in the last few days for I don't know how long, and they'll have had a great time.
Yeah, look, it was excellent on an outstanding wicket from the groundsman. On those wickets, so you do need sunshine, you need it to go 4 days, and it went weather-wise 4 days, and it allowed an outstanding game of cricket to unfold. And, you know, this morning all three results were on the cards at lunchtime, all three results were on the card, and it was only at tea time when we started to get ahead and, you know, we took out the Notts win out of it. But it was an outstanding game. It was brilliant to see the crowd in, and to, for them to get so involved as they did today, it was tremendous and gave the boys and me such a lift.
I'm sure it did. That was a real team effort today, wasn't it? I wonder what sort of plans and things you had, but it seems that the whole team were really pulling all day for that. They were noisy, they were busy, and they kept the pressure on.
I think we've done that all year, really. We haven't been what I'd call absolutely outstanding. We're a proper workmanlike team whose traits at the moment is being able to show some guts and some courage when they're under pressure and not rely on one person, which is what you want. Look, we're growing, and we're growing in confidence, and we're growing in belief. We're not the finished article. We won't get too carried away, but Sugar will enjoy this win because, it's you know, this is a proper hard-fought win, as they say, on an outstanding, hard-working wicket. And I'm pleased for everybody. I'm pleased for the groundsman, the coaching staff, but above all, the players.
Was there, at the start of today, was there a number of runs and a number of overs in mind, or were you just going to follow it where it went?
I asked for 300 as a target. Another 50 runs I wanted. I wanted a couple of early wickets if we could. We managed to get one early wicket, and we managed to get that 50-60 runs. And then the game's set up, and it's up to, you know, you've got a good chance. Then if things go your way and you bowl really well, of forcing the win.
Can I ask you about Will Rhodes as a captain you're working with now? He's obviously growing into the job. He's still quite a young man, but I sense, looking at him growing into the responsibility, because he was all over this game, not just with his batting and bowling, but there in the field. We were plans, things were being made to happen. I sense a fella growing into the job, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. He's at his best when he's up front leading. On the pitch, that's where he's most comfortable at his best. And look, he had a tough start to the season with a bat. And when you're leading, when you're a captain and a young captain, and you want to take responsibility and you want to stamp your mark and you don't get away, that causes anxiety and angst and all the things that go with the job. And it's the first time he'll have experienced that as a captain, a bit of a lean patch. But he's a proper player, and like you say, he's worked really hard, and he got away in the first innings, played outstandingly, but then, you know, dominated in the second innings, was a proper innings, and took a special ball to get him out. And like you say, he makes things happen. He makes things happen with the ball and as a character, and he's grown into that role really, really nicely.
This is a really exciting group now. You've got, I think, one more game, isn't it, before the championship goes on hold, but there are three or four teams with big chances, with some excellent cricket in this group.
Yeah, it's close, isn't it? It's a close group. Look, we've been hammered by Durham on a real sporting wicket where they absolutely hammered us. And then we've had three wins which have been really, really hard-fought wins, which have all gone to the wire. And then the rest of the games, rain has ruined it. So look, we're happy where we're going. As I say, we know we're not perfect. We'll enjoy tonight and today. We'll have a day off tomorrow, and majority will have a day off Tuesday, and then we'll pick ourselves up and look at Derby for Thursday.
If I may just very quickly, obviously we're a few days out, but do you know where you're up to in terms of, you know, players available or not available, or how, you know, fitness issues are between now and then?
Well, Henry Brooks has got an injury, so unfortunately he's out. Wokes is still unavailable. Sibley's with England. Stone's with England. So I don't think there's any injuries out of this 11. So, you know, Dan Moose is still knocking on the door. Sidebottom's had a good week. Last Friday, the only cricket the second team's had for a while, and yesterday, so he'll put his hand up to be that bowler if we need an extra seamer to come in.